For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice on supplements. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on nutrition. Now, today, we're honored to have a guest who's been on the show a number of times, Anthony Thomas. He got his Ph.D. in nutritional biology at UC Davis. He is the director of scientific affairs for Gero, and we welcome him to the show. Our subject today is about the eye, the macula of the eye. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Oh, pleasure to be speaking with you today, Dana.
Tell us a little bit more about your background, please.
Well, as you mentioned, I got my doctorate in nutritional biology from UC Davis. I was a researcher there, teaching and also conducting research as a doctorate student at the Human Nutrition Research Center, part of the USDA up there. And I found my way back down to Southern California, where I'm originally from, and was conducting postdoctoral research in the field of diabetes at the University of California, Los Angeles. And I found my way to Gero, whose headquarters is located in West LA. And I always joke that my last day was a Friday at UCLA, and after the weekend, I started Gero on a Monday. And it's been about 3 years now that I've been with the Gero team.
Wonderful. Well, I know as Director of Scientific Affairs, you have a lot of expertise in many areas. Now, today we're talking about the macula of the eye. Let's go over anatomy of the eye so people are clear as to what we're talking about. And by the way, this is one of my favorite topics. My original goal was to be an ophthalmologist, and I spent a lot of time studying the eye. So I'm so delighted we're talking about it.
You know, this is probably one of my favorite topics, too, because of the ingredients used in the product to help support the eye and macula specifically. And you're right, it's really important to discuss the anatomy and function of the retina, which is the light-sensitive tissue layer within the back of the eye. And the macula is essentially the functional center of the retina. And so structures in the front of the eye, specifically the cornea and lens, it focuses light onto the macula in the back of the eye. And this is, think of this as like film in those old cameras we used to use. It takes the picture that is sent to the brain, and this is where vision is completed. And so the macula is very important to vision, and it needs to be protected because there's such a strong concentration of light, specifically what we call blue light, this short wavelength light. It's very high energy radiation. And so because of this strong energy reaching the back of the eye, the macula, and there's these delicate photoreceptor cells that perceive the light. However, these cells, they're rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids, probably the most popular one that people think of. The acronym is DHA, or docosahexaenoic acid, and this is a component of fish oil. We know it's very healthy for us, but because it's so highly unsaturated, it's particularly vulnerable to oxidative damage. And so we hear things about antioxidants protecting this. Well, these cells consume a lot of oxygen, and they're exposed to a lot of this energy, this light energy. So they are particularly susceptible to lipid peroxidation. And so these, their structures in the macula, it's called macular pigment, which is anterior to, so in front of these sensitive areas of these cells that are critical to vision, and it helps protect those cells by filtering some of this high energy blue light. And of course, it also has these potent antioxidants that make up macular pigment, which we'll be talking about today. And those, so it serves two functions. It helps prevent oxidative damage to these cells, and it also can scavenge free radicals to reduce damage that's caused by various oxidants created in the eye.
Well, that's a good explanation, and thank you for clarifying where the macula is in the eye and what its functions are. Let's talk a little bit about what happens to the macula in macular degeneration.
Sure. Well, essentially, on a molecular level, there's, like I said, these cells that are responsible, these photoreceptor cells, and again, they're with, throughout the retina, but they're really concentrated. So the highest concentration is within the macula, this functional center, which is critical to high acuity vision. So reading and seeing things with fine detail, it's critical for function of the macula. But as I said, the macula is rich in these photoreceptor cells, which has a high degree of these polyunsaturated fatty acids. And because of their high exposure to oxygen and light, they're very susceptible to oxidative damage. So you need to protect them. And biology has a way to protect them. And that's with macular pigment. And that's macular pigment is comprised of pigment molecules. And you find these throughout plants and they're very popular ingredients in dietary supplements. They're specifically lutein, zeaxanthin, and an isomer of zeaxanthin we refer to as mesozeaxanthin. These three specific dietary carotenoids, which the body does not make on its own, so we have to get it from the diet, they're selectively accumulated in the eye. So the body has a process to essentially pull these compounds out of your bloodstream, concentrate them in the eye to form macular pigment, and place this pigment, these pigment molecules, in front of where the light hits these photoreceptors to help filter this damaging blue light. And so as we age or we're exposed to lots of light, there can be damage. And so if these cells aren't adequately protected by macular pigment, they can be damaged over time. And of course, this leads to visual impairments. And you mentioned age-related macular degeneration. As the name implies, this is a deterioration of macular pigment and function. And so there's damage to the macula, and people, this is the leading cause of blindness, I think, in developed countries, and particularly in people over the age of 55 or so. And this is basically a deterioration of the macula and its function, and people can't see clearly and read in fine detail. And over time, it deteriorates, it gets worse. And one of the precipitating factors, essentially, is that you don't have enough macular pigment there to protect the macula from this damage. And it's critical because you even have scientists now arguing that compounds like lutein and zeaxanthin, these should be considered vitamins because they serve such a critical role in our biology. And there's a dietary requirement for them, which is essentially the definition of a vitamin. And unfortunately, the U.S. diet, we don't consume very much of these naturally. They're in dark green leafy vegetables such as kale, spinach are good sources, even egg yolks, which give them those yellow or dark orange color you'll see. But the average intake is probably less than 2 milligrams in the U.S., and most studies suggest much higher intakes for benefits to the eye. And so supplementation may be a much more viable option to achieve optimal levels of these necessary dietary components to support the macula.
Well, we want to go into more about the details in the diet and the supplements. Tell us a little bit about the damaging effects of smartphones, tablets, laptops, LED lights, et cetera.
Right. So we're living in a hyper-connected modern society, and we've essentially conquered the night with light. And so we kind of don't even realize, you know, we have such high screen time exposure nowadays, particularly children spending hours and hours on end. I know I personally, for my work, you know, I work primarily at a computer. And so I'm sitting and staring at a screen daily. And I know that that's not good for my eyes, because these devices, so tablets, smartphones, LED, CFL bulbs all around us, all of these lights are all of these screens strongly emit blue light, this short wavelength, high energy light, which is very damaging to the macula. And so, again, that, there's this natural macular pigment. Think of it as internal sunglasses, essentially, which are supposed to naturally protect the macula by filtering some of this strongly concentrated light in the visual spectrum. But the thing is, we're just exposed to so much of it now that we weren't exposed to historically. And so by, you know, people don't think that they're doing much damage, but, you know, late into the evenings, people are often on devices. They're watching TVs. They're sending out some emails. They're on the computer, social media. They're checking their social media accounts on their phone just before bed. And this really can disrupt our internal biology, but it's particularly bad for our eyes when viewing this high energy light, and it can cause damage to the macula. And as we mentioned before, this can lead to visual impairments over time and even deterioration of macular function, which will result in vision loss.
Well, this is extremely helpful information, and we're going to carry this conversation forward in the next segment. And for those of you who have just joined in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Anthony Thomas.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living. On 1500 AM, the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I am Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. So please do tune in next week for Kevin's interview on nutrition. Very important. And I wanted to tell you about Village Green's nutrition advisors having a tool to use called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database, and it's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary, alternative, functional, and integrative therapies. So you will want to avail yourself of that information. They have a wealth of knowledge. So make sure you visit on Cedar Lane, or you can go on myvillagegreen.com. Now, our guest today, Anthony Thomas, is a PhD in nutritional biology. He's director of scientific affairs with Jarro, and we've been talking about the eye and vision. And we're specifically talking about the macula of the eye. So, Dr. Thomas, if you wouldn't mind just summarizing where the macula is and what it does for those who may have just tuned in.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned in the first segment, the macula is essentially in the back of the eye, and it's the functional center of the retina. And the retina is the light-sensitive layer of tissue in the eye. And so the analogy was, think of film in old school cameras. This is my analogy for the retina, and the macula being the functional center. And the retina, what makes it light sensitive is that it contains these photoreceptor cells. And these cells start to concentrate towards that functional center in the macula. So the macula has the highest concentration of these photoreceptor cells. And this is where light is focused from structures in the front of the eye onto the back of the eye to take that picture. And because of this concentration of light and because of the high metabolic demand of this tissue, there's a high propensity for oxidative damage. And these photoreceptor cells that I mentioned, they're very susceptible to oxidative damage because they're rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids, particularly DHA. We think of this as one of these beneficial essential fatty acids we get from fish oil. And so they're very important in neural tissue, specifically within the eye. And so these structures need to be protected to maintain function of the macula. And again, this is for central vision. This is critical for seeing with high acuity and fine detail and in color. So if the macula gets damaged, which happens over time, this can lead to vision loss. And it's actually macular degeneration. It's the leading cause of vision loss in developed countries and people over the age of 55.
Yes, that's a surprising statistic, and I'm sure that not many people are aware of it. We've been talking about protecting the eye with nutrients, and let's go over the sources of the carotenoids and what they do for the macular area of the eye. And this is so exciting because, if I recall correctly, this is one of the first conditions that the medical community said we can actually prevent the problem with supporting the eye with appropriate nutrients. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. And so we'll start with what are carotenoids? Carotenoids are these color pigment molecules found in plants. They actually play roles in protecting those plant cells from light damage because they can often filter and absorb certain wavelengths of light. The prominent carotenoids in the American diet, the most common one that many people may think of is beta-carotene, a vitamin A precursor. But there's also alpha-carotene, something called lycopene, lutein and zeaxanthin, which we've mentioned, and another one called beta-cryptoxanthin. I think those are the six most common ones we find in our diets naturally. And we consume beta carotene in much higher quantities than, say, specific carotenoids, lutein and zeaxanthin. Now, despite this disparity in intake and levels within circulation in the blood, the body has a means to basically extract lutein and zeaxanthin specifically and accumulate it in the eye. And what it does is it forms the combination of lutein and two zeaxanthin isomers. There's another one called mesozeaxanthin. These accumulate to form what we call macular pigment. And essentially, macular pigment accumulates to protect the macula. Basically, it's in front of these photoreceptor cells that are sensitive to oxidative damage. And it helps filter out some of this damaging blue light to protect them. So think of it as internal sunglasses. And the concentration of macular pigment is related to your intake of specifically lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin. So low macular pigment concentrations, this is a key risk factor for macular degeneration. And of course, you mentioned by consuming these nutrients in your diet, you can increase the concentration of macular pigment to reinforce protection of the macula to maintain its function over time. So think of it as internal sunglasses. That's how I like to describe it. And these internal sunglasses can be stronger or weaker depending on the concentration of these specific nutrients within macular pigment, and that's directly related to a person's dietary intake, which unfortunately is naturally very low in the U.S. diet. We probably consume on average less than 2 milligrams of lutein and zeaxanthin naturally in our diet, whereas most research indicates higher quantities consumed are protective and support eye health.
Well, this is interesting, and I think that this is one of the anatomical aspects that is so dependent on very specific nutrients in the diet. I wanted to mention on the visual purple, rhodopsin, that's related to dim light vision. So those that are night blind, one of the aspects of identifying night blindness and the causes is that if you have night blindness, and you can test that by going into a dark room and see how long it takes you to adjust, or when you go into a theater, are you standing back waiting to adjust to the light? Those are just observations. There are actually tests. And the visual purple is pure vitamin A. And the carrier for vitamin A to the visual purple is zinc dependent. And so while A gets a lot of good press on being important for vision, zinc deficiency is the first cause of vitamin A deficiency. And so we've talked about this on the show before, and I thought I would bring that into the discussion. And then the carotenoids and other A, vitamin A, beta carotene related substances also are important. So the carrots are important, but they don't give you the preformed A. So we like the A from fish oil sources. So talk a little bit
sure,
more.
Well, I mean, all of these nutrients are very important to support vision. So, I don't want to overly focus on just one as if that's only necessary for health, and zinc being critically important. They've done research looking at combinations of these ingredients to support visual function. And absolutely, I'd say zinc is important. DHA, that highly unsaturated fatty acid that theoretically our body can make from an essential precursor, but we're really not that good at it. Hence, it's better to get directly from our diet, and why many people will supplement with marine fish oils and algae oils to get some of these essential fatty acids. So I think it's critical to have all of these nutrients in combination. And again, carotenoid, one thing is important to mention is beta carotene is a carotenoid and a precursor to vitamin A. The macular carotenoids, specifically lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin, these are not pro-vitamin A carotenoids, though. They do not have any pro-vitamin A activity, so they're not converted. And the form of vitamin A used in visual processes is actually different than the form of vitamin A used elsewhere throughout the body.
Yes, Yes, thank you for bringing that up. And vitamin A is often referred to as retinol, retinoic acid, and that relates to the retina. So just making the connection there. And the DHA is so important. Cats don't make DHA from precursor sources. They require fish. They require the real fish-based source of DHA or other animal-based sources of DHA. And humans can convert, but I heard you mention that it's not always efficient. And there are some humans that convert so poorly that they really can't do well taking in beans and nuts and seeds and hoping to convert to DHA. So I'm glad you emphasize the fish oil base and the algae. Anything else to say about the DHA's role in vision?
Well, I would love to actually just talk more generally about DHA in our next segment with regard to how it relates to these carotenoids in this formula, because these are powerful antioxidants and they're fat-soluble antioxidants. And so they serve a very unique relationship within the body that makes these specific carotenoids within this formulation very protective, specifically of DHA within neural tissue, including the eye and brain. And I can explain that a little bit more, but it'll take a little bit more time.
Oh, good. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. And if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So please do tune in next week for Kevin's interview on nutrition. And today our guest is Anthony Thomas, Ph.D., and his Ph.D. is in nutritional biology from UC Davis. And we've been talking about the vision, the macula of the eye. We've been talking about the nutrients that support it. And we mentioned DHA, which is an omega-3 fatty acid found in algae and fish oils. So, Dr. Thomas, can you expand on the subject of DHA?
Absolutely. So I'm going to have to take everyone back to some basic chemistry and biology here. But so DHA is an unsaturated fatty acid. Unsaturated just means the presence of a double bond. However, these double bonds are susceptible to oxidation, whereas, say, in a saturated fat, which by its name, there's no double bonds, and those fatty acids, they're not susceptible to oxidation. So think of fat going rancid. This is due to oxidation often. So saturated fats tend to be more stable, but unsaturated fats, particularly highly unsaturated ones like DHA, and DHA actually has six double bonds, so 6 points of unsaturation. So it's highly, highly susceptible to oxidative degradation. But it serves critical, critical functions in the body, especially within the cell membrane. So if I can remind people, cells, they have these biological membranes, which are essentially two bilayers of fatty substances. So non-water soluble, so it restricts access to the interior of the cell. And these, and particularly in neural tissues like the eye and brain, and I should remind everyone, the brain is 60% fat, and a significant portion of this fat is contributed by DHA within these biological membranes within neural tissue, including the eye. And again, because it's so susceptible to oxidation, and there's a high amount of reactive oxygen species generated in these tissues because they're very metabolically active, they need particular protection. And so we think of fat-soluble antioxidants. People hear vitamin E. That's a very well-recognized fat-soluble antioxidant. People also think of that other carotenoid, the more commonly known one, beta-carotene, which is a provitamin A. This can function a little bit as a fat-soluble vitamin. But there's a particular benefit of these specific carotenoids in this formula. Now, we refer to them as xanthophyll carotenoids. I know it's a weird name, but all this is referring to is structures on the molecule that differentiate these specific carotenoids from others. So as the name implies, beta-carotene is a carotene, whereas lutein, this is one of these xanthophyll carotenoids. And the difference being is on the ends of these molecules, lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin, and also astaxanthin, the fourth carotenoid in this formula, there are these polar hydroxyl groups, which are water-soluble, whereas the compound itself is highly fat-soluble. And because of these little groups on the edge of each end of the molecule, what this does is it allows the molecule to be perpendicular within a biological membrane. It essentially anchors it on both ends. And it makes it very stable within the membrane and also supports its antioxidant activity. And so lutein, zeaxanthin, these carotenoids, they actually accumulate in areas rich in DHA within those biological membranes. It's as if they're perfectly suited to protect these highly unsaturated fatty acids from oxidative damage because they serve such critical functions. So I would say many people know they should probably be taking in more DHA to support cognitive health, visual health, and other aspects of health, but they forget that they also have a higher requisite for certain fat-soluble antioxidants like vitamin E, but particularly, I would say, lutein, zeaxanthin, astaxanthin. These carotenoids are so well-suited to protect DHA from oxidative damage in the body that I think those are absolutely critical. So if people are taking in fish oils or marine oils, like algae oils, to get EPA, DHA, they should probably also be taking in these potent, powerful, fat-soluble antioxidants, and none quite so well-suited to protect them in the body, I would argue.
And give us the name of the product that combines these.
So the product is called Macula Protective Factor by Jarrow Formulas, and essentially it's a synergistic combination of these key powerful antioxidant carotenoids. And all of these carotenoids specifically can cross the blood-retinal barrier and protect the eye against blue light-induced and oxidative stress. So oxidative damage that is a result of exposure to blue light, and also when reactive oxygen species are generated within the eye, these antioxidant carotenoids can quench those free radicals to limit damage to the cells.
Well, this is well described, and I always have to throw in the importance of avoidance of trans fatty acids, hydrogenated oils, because the trans fatty acids can take the place of EPA and DHA in the membranes. And what that does is harden membranes. And fortunately, this year, 2018, hydrogenated oils are finally banned. But we've spent 50 years even knowing, and when the literature was showing us how damaging they are in increasing risk to almost every system in the body, and including contributing to infertility and birth defects. So it's been one of my pet projects to stay on educating about that. And it's just sad that we're so late getting on board with the rest of the country. So when you talk about the importance of DHA, we understand that if hydrogenated oils, trans fats take the place in the cell of these molecules, we alter profoundly the function of the cell membrane. And when I learned that, that's all I needed to hear. So I've lectured on this subject for almost half a century, and I think you do an elegant job of talking about the DHA. And tell us some more. What else do we want to talk about with regard to the components and the macular protective factors from Jarrow? Or anything else that can be done? We might want to talk a little bit more about what people can do in their diet. We talked about fish oil. What else can people consume to boost these nutrients?
Well, some points I'd like to draw attention to for the product. This is a very potent formula. It provides 20 milligrams of lutein per serving and 13 milligrams of zeaxanthin. And 10 of those milligrams of zeaxanthin is the specific mesozeaxanthin isomer. Now, it's thought that the body can actually generate mesozeaxanthin from lutein. However, and I think if I can go back to the structure of the macula and the placement of these specific carotenoids in the macular pigment, is they're actually, they have distinct areas that they accumulate in, with lutein on the periphery and then zeaxanthin on the mid-periphery, and then in the epicenter you have mesozeaxanthin. Now, the reason for this is because of the metabolic demand and thus potential for oxidative damage, which increases towards the center. So towards that epicenter where mesozeaxanthin is, there's higher risk for oxidative damage, and that's because there's a higher concentration of those vulnerable photoreceptor cells. And so the placement is on purpose, because the mesozeaxanthin actually is individually a more potent antioxidant than the lutein. However, the combination of all three is very important. And even though the body can generate mesozeaxanthin from lutein, they've shown that by supplementing the diet with a high dose of mesozeaxanthin in combination with lutein and zeaxanthin, so something like 10 milligrams within this formula, you get better increases in macular pigment concentration across this spatial profile, particularly at the center where it's most vulnerable to oxidative stress. And another important feature to point out is that it also has astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is also a xanthophyll carotenoid, so it has these special polar hydroxyl groups for that unique positioning within these biological membranes. And it's often recognized as one of the most potent antioxidants available in the diet. It's this red pigment. It actually gives things like flamingos and lobsters and salmon their color, because these animals consume either other animals that have consumed algae, which create this pigment. And so this astaxanthin has actually been shown to work synergistically with other antioxidant carotenoids like zeaxanthin to basically boost that antioxidant potential. So there's a strong synergy there. But I also want to make people aware that the astaxanthin used in our product is what we call natural astaxanthin. There is synthetic astaxanthin available in supplement and also used in things like feed for farm salmon to give them that color. But it's important to know that the structure of synthetic astaxanthin is different than natural astaxanthin. So while they both can give that reddish color, they don't function the same as far as antioxidants go. And natural astaxanthin is recognized as a much more potent antioxidant. So we use natural astaxanthin. It's called Astapure, and it's produced in an eco-friendly way from these microalgae. And so those are the key distinguishing factors. It's a potent source of all of these carotenoids, but particularly it's high in this mesozeaxanthin, which is different than many other formulas out there. And it also combines this synergistic, powerful antioxidant carotenoid, natural astaxanthin.
Well, this has been well described, and I just want to remind listeners, if you've tuned in, we've been talking with Dr. Anthony Thomas, who has a PhD in nutritional biology from UC Davis. And we've been talking about the macular protective factors and why they are important to vision, to the eye, particularly the macula of the eye, very sensitive area. And we're going to carry on that conversation in the next segment, so stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we do try to give you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, today we've been having a very interesting discussion with Dr. Anthony Thomas, who has a PhD from UC Davis in nutritional biology. He's director of scientific affairs with JARO, and we've been talking about vision, the eye, macula protective factors. We talked about the carotenoids, lutein, vitamin A, zinc. We talked about the protection of this very sensitive part of the eye, and also the importance of DHA, omega-3 fatty acids. So, Dr. Thomas, this macular protective factor can affect very positively other areas of the body. Can you run those down for us?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, the name implies like it may only be good for the macula, but really it's good for far beyond the macula and health in general. And as I mentioned, these are very potent antioxidants, and they're very effective fat-soluble antioxidants because of their ability to and placement to solubilize within biological membranes, and they have a perpendicular orientation because of their structure, and they also can accumulate in areas that are rich in these polyunsaturated fatty acids like DHA, which we know is critical for biological functions, but highly susceptible to this oxidative damage. And so these specific carotenoids, they really can support many antioxidant functions in the body, very protective of neural tissue in general. They also accumulate in the brain specifically, and there's active area of research is looking at the role of lutein and zeaxanthin in cognitive development in infants. And if you notice, most infant formulas now all have additional lutein in them, and that's because breast milk naturally can get lutein from the mother's diet, and breast milk being a nice high bioavailable source of it because of proteins and fats that can carry these nutrients into the baby. And so it's very important. So protecting against oxidation in the body. So even in circulating lipoproteins, people think of, you know, high LDL levels as being bad. I wouldn't say it's the high levels per se. It just increases the risk that they can be damaged, specifically through oxidative damage, which can cause inflammation and other impairments in the body. And so these fat-soluble antioxidants can anchor themselves into even lipoproteins in which they're transported and to help prevent those from being oxidized. So they're very, very effective fat-soluble antioxidants. So they provide a lots of benefits throughout the body, but I'd say specifically for neural tissues, so brain and eyes. But really, they're wonderful fat-soluble antioxidants, and most people should likely be supplementing because they're just not getting enough of these antioxidants through the diet, which are naturally present in a lot of dark leafy greens like kale, spinach, but also in egg yolks, things like this. But again, the average intake in the U.S. is probably less than 2 milligrams, and most research suggests higher quantities on a regular basis to support the many aspects of visual health and other protective functions these have in the body.
That's wonderful. And as our listeners know, egg yolks are healthy, and it's something I've been talking about for most of my career. And the Institute of Medicine last year or the year before came out and said the advice we've been giving is wrong, and the studies that we relied on were not accurate and could not be duplicated. Butter's back on the table. Eggs are back. They're totally healthy. Salt's back on the table.
Absolutely. That was a long time coming, too. I think many researchers were happy to finally see the softening stance on cholesterol, particularly eggs. I never understood why we were paying more at restaurants to have just egg whites and the eggs and the yolks removed. That's where so many of the critical nutrients are. And I would say, hey, can I get the yolks back in there? Because I knew how good they were for your health.
Well, the wisdom of the centuries, and even going back into very primitive times, but more recently, it was always advised that women eat egg yolks when they're pregnant. Well, it has cholesterol, and the brain is about, the dry weight of the brain is about 65% cholesterol. So I encountered women whose obstetricians told them that they were dangerous dangerously getting high in cholesterol. It goes up when you're pregnant so that you can make a baby's neural system. And I don't think we hear that anymore. So, yes, egg yolks are a very rich source of nutrition. The whole egg is. Mention, since you are a diabetes researcher, mention the effect of diet on the eyes and what you've learned about diabetes in the eyes.
Oh, absolutely. This is really a topic that's near and dear to my heart. You know, we're talking about the role, the potential damaging role that blue light plays with regard to directly damaging the macula, so impairing visual function. But it really goes far, far beyond that with regard to metabolic health and even diabetes risk. And so, as I mentioned in the first segment, you know, we've really conquered the night. We have lights on at night. We have all this media technology, and this media technology, you know, our smartphones, our tablets, all these screens, LED lights, CFL light bulbs, they strongly emit blue light. Now, from an evolutionary standpoint, we were never meant to have this blue light and just bright light in general at night. And so what this does is, you know, we hear of the neurohormone melatonin. We all think of it as being important for sleep, but really it's important for syncing lots of internal clocks throughout the body, in various cells throughout the body that govern metabolism. So we've evolved to adapt to the light-dark cycle in a 24-hour period. And this was an evolutionary advantage. So during the day is when people were active and they would hunt and consume food. At night is when the lights were off and you sleep. And so your metabolism would shift in conjunction with shifts in the light-dark cycle. And so when we perceive high-intensity light at night, particularly blue light, this shuts off melatonin production. So essentially, I always joke, like in relationships, we talk about communication being important. And when you have miscommunication, that can lead to problems in the relationship. Well, think of it as miscommunication between many of your vital organs, so your liver, your fat, your muscle cells, your heart, with regard to their metabolic activity. So rather than being in sync and having coordinated metabolic activity, becomes discoordinated. We call this, and this is referred to as circadian disruption. People might hear about this more, and this can perturb your metabolic processes. So you see dysfunctional pancreatic beta cells. These are the cells that secrete insulin, so help regulate blood sugar levels in the body. We see dysfunctional blood sugar uptake. And so night shift workers, people that have more nocturnal lifestyles, eating late into the evening, a lot of light exposure at night, these things are associated with higher risk for obesity development, and diabetes and various other health conditions, cancer. So you see higher rates of cancer in shift workers like nurses, and it's sad, and we're starting to understand this more. So it's not just what you eat, but when you eat and when you're exposed to this light, it can have many detrimental factors. And so these macular-carotenoids, I was referring to them as internal sunglasses, but you might see external sunglasses now. But they're not sunglasses. They're blue light blocking glasses, and they're marketed for reducing eye fatigue when spending a lot of time on screens like your computer. I have a pair at my desk, actually, and I joked earlier, much to the chagrin of my wife, I have these really big, dorky-looking blue light blocking goggles that I'll put on when I get home in the evening, especially if I'm going to watch TV or work on the computer, to help limit my exposure to blue light so that my internal biology can know that it's actually nighttime, and it can have be in better sync as far as metabolic processes go. I hope that helped explain it a little bit.
Yes, that's very important, because we've talked about protecting the eye, particularly the macula, with the nutrients, improving the diet, but the diet's really inadequate, especially based on our situation today. We're very different than our ancestors were,
right?
Even 200 years ago, 100 years ago. Things have changed in the last 100 years, which is a pencil dot on the length of time of human history on Earth. We've made a lot of changes, many of them positive, but many of them we have not realized how damaging they can be. And talk about the blue light emissions and a program that can help diminish the blue light automatically.
Well, I absolutely think most people would highly benefit, and this is of all ages, from supplementation with lutein and zeaxanthin isomers, so both isomers of zeaxanthin as contained in this product. This is a very potent high-dose formula. Something to make note of is that these compounds can accumulate in the body, and they have retention. So it's not as if you have to take it, say, every day for the rest of your life. I'd say you could cycle it. This is a very potent formula. I think it's one of the best formulas out there. We have other products that contain these key ingredients, lutein and zeaxanthin. We have our carotenol, which is providing a little bit lower dose of those two ones, and a low dose of astaxanthin. We also have them in standalone. So people can take them as convenient, but I think most people would benefit from supplementing these specific nutrients, so lutein and zeaxanthin, in their diet, because you mentioned they're so important and critical to health, and we need to get them from our diet. And unfortunately, typical intake is very low, lower than levels shown to be beneficial to health. So supplementation is key. I would say when you do supplement it, it's a fat-soluble nutrient, so consume it with a source of fat. Some of the best sources, I would argue, are avocados, olive oil, peanut butter, things that are rich in these monounsaturated fats. They tend to really help the absorption of these nutrients. But really, with any fat-soluble nutrient, you always want a decent source of fat in the meal that you're taking them with. Now, on the other side, from the external side, many of us, you know, we rely on our technology today. I sit at a desk for long periods and I stare at a computer screen. I know that's not healthy for my eyes directly, nor for my metabolic health. And so I would recommend using blue light filtering and or blue light blocking glasses at time. I typically will put mine on later in the afternoon. Blue light exposure, it's natural as part of the visual spectrum. It comes from sunlight, but so we should be getting some. We should be exposed to light during the day, but really, when you're sitting in such close proximity to a screen and spending that many hours, that's just unnatural. So I would recommend some glasses that filter and or completely block blue light. I use the ones that completely block blue light in the evening when I get home, especially if you're going to watch TV, read on a backlit screen. I would highly recommend that. And I would also suggest to people that you limit your exposure to light at night, particularly strong blue light emitting devices such as screens, tablets, smartphones. You know, resist that urge to check your Facebook status, because over time you can really do a lot of damage to your eyes and metabolic health.
Well,
so really
thank you.
To limit that.
Thank you so much. We have learned a lot, and these are takeaway tips. People can start right away making changes. And thank you for being on the show, Dr. Thomas. We've enjoyed talking with you.
Absolute pleasure. And again, if people have more questions, they can go to jaro.com. There's more information there, or contact our customer support. I'm there daily, and I do help.
Good. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. Remember, you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.